On this morning of December 23, 1917, Dr. Altendorf had an important meeting to attend on Arsenal Street. As he strode purposely on his way, passing strangers gave him the respect accorded to a man wearing the uniform of a colonel in the Mexican Army, and to a man wearing a holstered Colt 45 revolver at his side. When Altendorf arrived at the headquarters of Melchus Sucessori, he was escorted through the cavernous central administration hall filled with young German men sitting stiffly at their desks, poring through shipping invoices and accounting ledgers, and led to the well-appointed private office of Fritz Unger. The German consul greeted him with a hearty welcome. Altendorf had been spoken of most highly by the German officials in Mexico City, and his reputation preceded him. Dr. Paul Altendorf was a secret agent who worked for the head of the German Secret Service in Mexico, Kurt Janke. With the approval of the German minister to Mexico, von Eckhardt, Altendorf had received a commission as a captain in the German army. He had also been made a colonel in the Mexican army with the consent of President Carranza himself. An Austrian by birth and a trained medical doctor, Altendorf was fluent in English, Spanish, and German. He had an average build and height, a nondescript face with thinning black hair, and a black mustache. Dr. Altendorf could readily pass as a Mexican when speaking to Mexicans, and moments later transform his persona to that of his native Austria, and brief an audience of Germans with the cultured articulation of a Prussian nobleman. He was highly intelligent and resourceful, the ideal man for intelligence work. Altendorf opened the meeting by bringing Unger up to speed on the status of the most crucial Secret Service operation in Mexico to date, the Army training camp for German reservists at El Claro in Sonora. Despite the interruption caused by the elimination of the traitor Schwierz, planning was now underway for the joint German-Mexican invasion of the United States. To support the effort, the Secret Service had been clandestinely importing ammunition and material from America, but additional items would be needed. Unger walked to his desk and removed a folded document from a stack of similar items and spread it open, revealing a detailed map of the United States.